Welcome to Paper Bites. I'm Sunil, joined by my co-host Jeetan, and together we bring cutting-edge AI and engineering research to life in bite-sized, engaging audio. Whether you're a tech enthusiast, an engineer, or just curious about the latest innovations, we break down complex research papers into insightful, easy-to-follow conversations. No jargon overload, just clear, practical discussions on how technology is shaping the world. Stay with us as we dive into today's topic and decode the future, one bite at a time. So Jeetan, what intriguing paper are we dissecting today? The title, Mutation-Guided LLM-Based Test Generation at Meta, sounds pretty intense. What's the gist?
Whoa, this one is cool, Sunil. It's all about using the power of large language models, those things that power ChatGPT, to generate super targeted tests. Imagine, instead of just aiming for general code coverage, you can actually tell the LLM, hey, I'm worried about privacy bugs, find me tests specifically for those. That's the core idea here, using LLMs to hunt down those elusive and potentially dangerous lurking bugs.
Okay, that sounds pretty impressive. But how does this system actually Pines work? Is it some super secret Meta AI magic?
Not quite magic, but definitely clever engineering. They call the system ACH, which stands for Automated Compliance Hardener. Basically, it's a pipeline. You start by feeding the system information about the kind of bugs you're worried about, like privacy violations. This could be from past bug reports, user complaints, anything really.
So you just tell it, find privacy bugs, and it does?
Well, it's a bit more nuanced. The LLM uses this input, along with the code itself, to generate what they call mutants. These mutants are like simulated bugs, little code changes designed to mimic real privacy violations.
Clever. So it's like a bug-making machine?
Exactly. Then another LLM steps in and tries to create tests that would catch these mutant bugs. If it succeeds, boom, you've got a new test that specifically targets privacy issues. It's a double LLM whammy, and there's even a third LLM to check that the mutant bugs are actually different from the original code, to avoid wasting time. Pretty ingenious, if you ask me.
Alright, so it makes times these mutant bugs and tests. But does it actually work in the real world? Has Meta actually used this thing?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They deployed ACH across 7 different platforms. Stuff like Facebook Feed, Instagram, Messenger, even Oculus and WhatsApp. They ran a bunch of trials and even full-on test-a-thons with engineers to see how well it worked.
And? Spill the tea. How did it go?
The results were pretty impressive. Overall, engineers accepted a whopping 73% of the tests ACH generated. They submitted them just like regular code changes, going through the standard review process.
73%? That's really high. I'm guessing most of those accepted tests were directly related to privacy, right?
That's where it gets interesting. Only about 36% were judged to be directly relevant to privacy, which means engineers were accepting tests even if they weren't specifically about privacy.
So even if it didn't hit the privacy bullseye, they still found the tests useful? Why is that?
Exactly. Engineers found value in the tests even if they weren't directly privacy related. Maybe they caught some other tricky bug or improved code coverage in unexpected ways. It's a win-win, even when it misses the original target.
Okay, that's fascinating. But I'm curious, what about this equivalent mutant thing I saw mentioned in the paper? What's the deal with that?
The equivalent mutant problem. It's a classic challenge in mutation testing. Basically, sometimes you create a mutant that looks different from the original code, but functionally, it does exactly the same thing. It's like changing the color of a car without changing the engine. It looks different, but performs identically.
So how does that affect this whole ACH system? Sounds like a waste of time if the mutants don't actually change anything.
Good question. For ACH, it's not as big a deal as you might think. Remember, the engineers only look at the tests, not the mutants themselves. The equivalent mutant problem mainly affects the generation of tests, not their evaluation. It can waste computational resources, but it doesn't burden the engineer.
So it's more of a behind-the-scenes issue. How do you even know if a mutant is equivalent? It sounds like a tough nut to crack.
It is. Determining true equivalence is actually impossible in general, as it boils down to solving the halting problem. However, ACH incorporates an LLM judge that tries to detect equivalent mutants before wasting time on generating tests for them. Plus, they have some pre-processing steps that help too, like removing comments added by the mutant generator that can sometimes trick the judge. This brings their equivalent mutant detection accuracy way up.
So all this is really cool, but what's the big takeaway? Why is this research important? Does it actually change how we should think about testing?
Absolutely. This research really underscores the importance of mutation testing. You know, traditionally, we've relied on things like line coverage or branch coverage. Did our tests execute every line of code, every possible branch?
Yeah, those are the usual suspects.
Right. But this paper shows that even with high coverage, you can still miss important bugs. Nearly half of the tests generated by ACH that caught unique faults didn't add any line coverage. They were catching things that coverage-based testing missed entirely. So it reinforces the idea that mutation testing can find more subtle, but potentially critical, bugs. It's a stronger indicator of test suite effectiveness than simple coverage.
This is fascinating stuff, Jeetan. But where do we go from here? What are the next big questions researchers should be tackling in this area?
Well, there are a couple of really interesting open problems. One is mutant relevance. We can generate these simulated faults, but how close are they to real-world bugs? How can we make them even more realistic and representative of the kinds of issues we actually see in production? That's a tough nut to crack.
Makes sense. What else?
Another challenge is detecting existing faults. Right now, ACH focuses on preventing future regressions, making sure new code doesn't introduce new privacy violations. But what about bugs that are already lurking in the code base? We need better ways to find those. Oracle inference is a key area here, but we need higher precision to avoid wasting engineers' time chasing false positives. It's a tricky balance. Lots of exciting work to be done.
Wow, Jeetan, this has been incredibly insightful. Thanks for breaking down this complex research in such an understandable way. I'm definitely going to dive deeper into the paper now.
My pleasure, Sunil. It's always exciting to talk about cutting-edge work like this, especially when it has such real-world implications. I'm eager to see what future research emerges from these open problems.
And don't forget to check out the full paper, Mutation-Guided LLM-Based Test Generation at Meta, linked in the show
notes.
That's a wrap for this episode of Paper Bytes. We hope you enjoyed diving into today's research and gained some fresh insights into the world of AI and engineering. If you found this useful, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave us a review. It really helps us keep bringing you cutting-edge content. Got a paper you'd like us to cover? Let us know. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and stay curious. See you in the next bite.